Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Snellwood, an international call.
Hail from the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to trade businesses, wealth, I'm Jet Set, jobs, create new wealth for other people. It's time for
you
to ever reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute. People.
Pass the torch.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share the torch.
It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
Pass the torch.
Kane. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share the torch.
It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
I'm tired of you politicians. With your weak games and lies begging us to listen.
Come on,
to all
Mr.
of your favors and your BS. You need to learn how
to pass the torch.
No one else besides yourself.
Pass
the torch. Pass the torch. Don't keep it to yourself. You
Come
gotta
on,
pass
Mr.
the torch. Pass the torch. And get the torch to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV. With your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden. And with a push of the button, you know
Boom.
The life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood.
So
everybody can take it, eat
That's
it,
right.
and it's all good.
Oh,
please step off of me
don't
and pass the toast.
Me,
and don't keep it to yourself, and that's for sure.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can help somebody else. Share the torch. It's time to see fame. Pass the torch.
One, two, three, four, five.
We can't see the flame.
Share
the torch. It's time to see fame.
Take it, brother.
It's changed two words. Hear me out. I'm locked up,
Kane.
He built me out.
Thank
I'm like saying I understood.
Possible.
Pass the torch. I help him, he helped me. And that's how we buy what
costs.
And now buy it, boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off,
yep.
But y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get a gun and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
the government studio. It's silly though, the white ones really know.
We love you, baby,
if you fix
but God
roof,
love
even
you,
even if you fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
so someone else can fix it too.
They
got a state by
you.
The river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November.
Damn.
Black support, stop passing snort.
Don't let that stop you.
Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames.
I know
me. Share the torch.
It's time to see fame.
Pass the torch. Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. Share the torch.
You can do
it. It's time to see fame.
Pass the torch.
Ain't no stopping
Don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch. And get a toast to
someone
else.
Come on, brother David.
Pass the torch.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch.
Brother Kane.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cash them stacks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here, we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town, girl. is going down. Don't be boning, bruise, bruise, making everything hot. When we performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we're pushing hard, never stop, giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we boning and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. Then don't take me my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the state, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling to our money to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. On the blunt and counting my bills, tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never wanna see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight low records in the house and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. What I do best, when you're a boss in your city, you can't sell for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stand, stack them dollars.
Down. is my t- man, you know that heads nod when I rap, cause I spit some dope, I done dodged through the trap, now on hits I focus, now my vision never clear, got man never stared, every show, 100 bras, throwing panties everywhere, I heard there was shed of hair, coming for the crown, if a nigga try to stop me from winning, it's going down.
Ass out the way, you know what I'm saying? Unless you want to get rolled the fuck over, and I mean the fuck over. Ain't this a mother? All right, I almost got pissed off, but I ain't gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? All right, people, hold on just a second, man, because I ain't, man, shit, I ain't got no weed. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no weed. We all know how this show functions. When we are functionless on the marijuana. Yeah.
Hey,
shout out to my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Goofy Boy, and see him jump off up in there, and I tried to see if he was going to hold on. He probably called back in. That's what's up. And what you got for me, Mr. Cyanide?
Nothing much. Another tired day. Spent a lot of time in the car and it was really hot. Didn't get a lot of sleep the last couple of days. So on my way home, I really had to try to stay awake.
Yeah, that'd be me, man. I've been leaving the club late night trying to come way the fuck out where I stay at. Man, shit. I'd be tired of the motherfucker, man. I stay like probably 30, I say at least 30 minutes clear traffic, 45 minutes, you know what I'm saying, with traffic. That's how far I stay away from the house. So, you know, me driving that shit every night, 4 in the morning, 3, you know what I'm saying, 3, 4 in the morning. Well, really 4 in the morning because the club closed at 3. And then, you know what I'm saying, we hang around about 3:30. So, yeah, I don't get home to shit, man, about 4:30.
Well, if you can't stay awake, then open the window and stick your head out.
Yeah. So motherfucking hot and humid down here, that ain't gonna do nothing for you. Around in
the, well, you got
the
wind blowing in your face. That keeps you awake.
That's a false truth too. I was in Germany and fucking was falling asleep at the wheel and let that goddamn window down. It was cold in the motherfucker. I was just a cold, sleepy son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit didn't do a damn thing for me. I was still fucked up. I mean, shit. Made
well,
it home.
I remember if we go party, I don't drink alcohol. So most of the time, it's like, yeah, you got to drive back. And then you're in on the way home in the car. And you're trying to stay awake. You're really sleepy. So you're trying to get some support from your homeboys, and it's like, hey guys, what are you doing? And you look around and everybody's sleeping, everybody.
Everybody fucked up.
Knocked out cold. In that way, they could turn the music up as high as it could. And that was pretty high, and they were still sleeping.
Damn. I'm telling you, I done pulled every anti-sleeping technique. The fucking eating candy, you know, sucking down Snicker bars and shit. Sucking down coffee. Fucking eating straight sugar, little pixie sticks and shit. None of that shit don't work, people. All that's called temporary bursts of energy. Other than that, unless you get some full fucking rest, jumping in the shower don't fucking work. You know what I'm saying? None of that shit worked for me. I don't give a damn. None of that shit worked. I was still fucked up. Unless I laid down and went to sleep and woke up. And then shit, sometimes I woke up fucked up. Like, damn, I'm still fucked up. Yeah. Been a couple of those nights. You know what I'm saying? Been a couple of those nights. And, yeah. Florida UFOs. Shouts out Florida UFOs. Jamie Garcia. And the guest temporarily before I put that boot to that ass. Pow! You know what I'm saying? You got a couple of minutes. Nobody identified him. So if you ain't rolling with somebody up on the show, that means you got to roll the fuck on. And I mean the fuck on. And you don't like it.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Bitch. You know what I'm saying? We got free promos for shows, man. If y'all want to support the Record and Game radio show, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all let me know, man. I'll send this promo to you.
See me aboard. Energized.
Are you ready to be teamed up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host Sia Knight from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Real. So if y'all want that, man, y'all hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We got little promos, support promos for the show. Got some more coming. And it's Throwdown Thursday, you know, almost the end of the week. And ready for the weekend, you know, time to throw down on the good old conversation. A little bit of indie music, you know what I'm saying? And this is what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready for the weekend. What you got? You got some plans for this weekend?
Sleeping.
Oh. That sounds promising.
Yeah, not doing a lot. I've spent the entire week doing stuff, and this weekend I don't want to do a lot. Got some people coming over with computers again, and I'm gonna do
that. Your house?
Yeah, sure. Whenever I get home, it's time to call with computer problems. So.
You like neighborhood computer man? Everybody call you, hey, side man. I got a fucking blue screen, man. I don't know what's going on. What's the fucking blue screen?
That sounds about right, yeah.
And, don't be getting warned, people. Well, if you ever, for all you non-technical people out there, if you do ever get a blue screen on your computer, you might just want to click off somewhere because you selected something you shouldn't have selected. It's not a virus.
That was the wrong side to watch porn.
Click the wrong link and shit. Like, oh, wait a minute. I got the blue screen. I've been blue screened. Like blue balls, I've been blue screened. I was watching the wrong. You watch the wrong porn, you get blue screened. Oh, she's living with blue screen. Man. All right, people, so today is Throwdown Thursday, man. You know how we do it here live. I thought Mr. Goof had boom. Would have been calling back in, but I guess I got to do a guerrilla tactic and make a recall. You know what I'm saying? Don't call me, because I will call you back. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do. So since he riding around, bull skating on the job, you know what I'm saying? Call his ass up, bother him. But not just yet.
What to do? This Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
And everybody want to know what the hell that is, go to YouTube.com/DJ Smell So Good. You can click on anything and say Trey 4. On Trey 4, freestyling Trey 4, hanging on Trey 4, anything like that. And that will show you exactly what I do pretty much all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I got my own private little lot out here and get my hustle on. I'm an entrepreneur, stressing the pole, goddammit. But, you know, still doing what I do independently. So, quick break.
Titties and beer,
titties and beer,
titties and beer,
titties and beer.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer,
titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer,
titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer,
titties and beer.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties, my little titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Everybody, titties and beer.
God damn it,
I love them motherfucking big old titties and beer. God damn titties. Oh, man, that brings back my old experiences when I was doing the line dance at the old Bull Run. Yeah, with my 20-gallon white cap on and my the 6-inch cowboy boots with spurs on the back, my tight jeans with my balls sticking out the front because it was so tight. Oh, yeah, those were memories. Not. Yeah.
I'd like to see you do that. Yeah. I'd really like to see you do that.
Have y'all seen that, boy?
Hello, Wiener.
DJ smells so good. Record the Game Entertainment.
Yeah, you might as well hear that, because shit me. I do a two-step, talking about a goddamn line dance while I'm two-stepping to the side. Okay, to the left. Not do-si-do. Spin your partner right, man. Get the hell out of here with that coordinated shit. I ain't with that. I don't follow instruction while dancing. That's what dance is all about, freedom of expression. Ain't no person that can't dance or can dance. You know what I'm saying? If you can move your goddamn body in a wiggly goddamn way, motherfucker, you're dancing. Fucking Will Smith. What the fuck is get jiggy with it? Get jiggy with it. Oh, I'm shaking my titty. Get jiggy with it. Get jiggy with it. No. Get jiggy. Get the fuck out of here with that. Get these. The fuck out of here, man. Blowing smoke on somebody's ass. Oh, goddamn, get jiggy with it. A lot of dumbass songs that came out. Calling them songs and shit. Yeah, this shit, which is the reason for me making that goddamn hot sauce collard green song. This old dumbass motherfucker came out with some song called Chicken Noodle Soup. And if I had it, I would play that dumb shit just so you all can hear what the hell I was talking about. But it was Chicken Noodle Soup. Matter of fact, it's a goddamn whack-ass YouTube on the shit. Hold on, people. I'll turn you on to the whack YouTube. Yeah. Give him a little promo. DJ Webstar featuring some damn chick. I don't know who the hell she was. But that was like early last year, you know what I'm saying, spawned off the era of dumbass music. I mean, like, one person came out with one song, and then everybody else just followed along with dumbass songs. You know what I'm saying? You had the chicken noodle soup, then you had the motherfucker come back with the goddamn peanut butter and jelly time. You had the motherfucker come back with the fuck was the other goddamn song? That same dude, now he got a whole album dedicated to food songs. do the peanut butter jelly, do the ice cream cake, do the hot dog bun, what the fuck, hamburger and Coke, some bullshit. I'm like, what the f- is you serious? And if you look in the goddamn stores, this summer bitch got a goddamn CD in the stores. Boy, hold on, I'll show y'all this in just a second. I want you to say something, baby. Yeah, where's the damn chicken noodles? No, DJ Webb starts with me. There it is. The infamous chicken noodles. Chicken noodles. Chicken noodles. Get the fuck out of here. That's bullshit. This is the reason, people, why I made the hot sauce and collard greens song. Well, not because of the advertising. This motherfucker had a damn Burger King talking about he got a stunt double. Hell no. Oh, the guest has left. That'll work. All right, everybody click that link, man, because I'm not going to play this dumbass song. But this so y'all can see that dumbass song and shit. Goddamn, Young B and DJ Webstar. Some shit, and the whole video don't even make no fucking sense. You know, one thing killed me when motherfuckers started coming out with songs, they had non-related videos. You talking about selling crack and ride on 24s. But the whole goddamn video, you inside a goddamn basketball arena and shit, playing basketball the whole goddamn game. Like, what the fuck that got to do with selling drugs? You know what I'm saying? You know, just totally dumbass video that was just non-related to what the song was about. All right, everybody, did y'all click this link? Because I want y'all to see how stupid this motherfucking shit is. And then pay attention to what the fuck they doing with their damn feet. Because if you call that a fucking dance, goddamn it, I'm from Bucharest.
Bucharest?
Yeah, I'm from Bucharest, goddamn it, with a bomb on my back, like Martin said. Yeah, Bucharest, yeah. That shit crazy. Let it rain, clear it out. What the God, what the fuck are you supposed to be clearing out? What?
The chicken noodle soup.
Okay, and look on the side. Let's see if it's some old. Yeah, the other dumb shit was lip gloss. That was dumb. My lip gloss is shiny. My lip gloss is shiny. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Fuck it. Man, what other stupid song got? What's the other one?
Let it rain. Let it rain what? Let it rain chicken noodle soup?
You know, and why? And if that's the case, why ain't somebody throwing a bunch of chicken noodle soup all around and shit? You know what I'm saying? They're slanging chicken noodle soup around. Hey, a bitch ain't even eating a can of chicken noodle soup. What the fuck basketball got to do with chicken noodle soup? What is it doing? And then they're moving. That, you know what that was called? The damn, what the hell was that called back in the days when you used to just do the little shuffle and shit. You know what I'm saying? Side to side to side. I forgot what the hell they did. Cowboys used to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, cowboys was doing that shit. You know, black folks, they used to do it when they was called to doing the little shuffle for the white man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want me to shuffle for you both? And they do the little side to side shuffle. And then throw their arm out. Ta-da! You know what I'm saying? The little shuffle and shit. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. People, please. People, and these some of bitches got paid for this. Even these goddamn extras got paid for looking like assholes. Jesus, people.
I've seen enough.
Thank you. You feel me? In Harlem, wearing a tennis outfit. Who the does that? It wasn't even no little cans of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on the ground or something. Like what? Y'all motherfuckers smoking on crack. Y'all smoking on crack, man. What's going on? But, yeah, y'all smoking on crack on that one. All right, check this out, man. I got to try to roll up some herb. It's not going to be what the hell it's supposed to be. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 roaches. And
roaches.
Like half a container of herb. Half a grind of herb. And I'm finna shake something, goddamn. Y'all finna hear me puffing in a minute. Bet that. Shit, I'll smoke the metal off the goddamn grinder if I got to. You know what I'm saying?
I already smoked. I got I'm cooking right now.
What's the cooking?
Just a burger, potato, and green peas.
Is weed in it?
No, that's that's dessert. Hey, that's dessert.
Oh, is weed in dessert?
No, weed is dessert.
Oh, you ain't. I'm talking about weed food. Goddamn, we need some weed burgers up in this motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Talking about fast food. See how fast that food will go. Yeah, let me get one of them $5 burgers. No, I want that Angus shit. I want that the other shit. I want the other burger. Yeah, yeah, the green menu. Let me get it off the green
That's
menu.
That's a veggie burger.
Off the green menu. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I thought I was gonna have to call my dog back. You know what I'm saying? And hit his ass. Like, but he called back in. All right, y'all got to bring on Mr. You know what I'm saying? The man himself, you know what I'm saying, is all the way out of California. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hold your motherfucking ears because, you know, this is a heavyweight Mexican I got to bring up in here. Jonah Brand.
Timmy!
Timmy!
Got to bring my heavyweight Mexicans up in here representing the 1%
working
population. Huh? Represent the 1% working population. Legally working people. Legally working. I have to put that clause in there.
You know the funny thing is, I'm legally working during the day, but illegally working at night. So I mean, either way, it's legal.
You know I was laughing. I ain't understand how you give a delivery man a delivery job. And I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Just keep
What's
your job off of my job, and we'll be all right. Yeah.
What's going on, man? What are we doing today live on the Starship Smelly Prize? Well, of course, with the greatest DJ / radio show host / entrepreneur / millions of fucking names that this man has. What's going down, Smelly?
Yeah, that is true now. That is true. Got a bunch of names. Some call me asshole. Some call me anal. But they do call me something.
Don't call me asshole unless you want me to put it in your asshole.
but they do call me something, you know what I'm saying? But no, it's Throwdown Thursday. We, you know, chilling with my co-host, Mr. Cyanide. You know, over there in the Netherlands. You know, I got to keep it international up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Netherlands.
Yeah, man. Got the but y'all on the same accord. Y'all on the same accord.
Hey,
he got the best fucking weed, dog.
In the Netherlands, what kind of weed they got over there?
Oh, you
very
feel,
good
uh-oh.
One.
Ring the bell, people. Ring the bell. Ding, 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 ding. He asked the key question of the day: marijuana.
Which kind do you like? We got
like
that
one. I like the ones that get me on my ass and make me fuck women that I totally forget about when I wake up in the morning.
That sounds like alcohol.
No. Look. Okay, I'm going to put it on blast right now. Here we go. Last week, the homeboy Bruce got a shipment in, and oh my God. Scooby Bones a weed head, and you know, it takes about 10 blunts to put him in a little state of walking coma. Man, I met some chicks down the street. They came over. We blew them out. Next thing you know, it's almost an orgy in there. Bruce got his shirt off, and the bra's going down on him. and I'm over there hitting that chick on the studio table, and we just looking at each other laughing.
That's one of the classic moments, boy. That's one of the classic moments.
And then top it off, when the next morning comes, the broad's leaving, shit, next morning comes, I'm there making cereal, you know, telling Bruce, stuck him down. Fuck, what did we do last night? And then he starts telling me all this shit. I'm like, oh, shit, that shit really did happen. I thought it was a dream.
Hell no.
Oh, man.
Man. That's some wild nights. That's some wild nights.
That's a wild one, people.
Hey, what's the deal with Out the Sky, man?
Well, just like you said, he out the sky.
Damn, he's still out the sky. What the hell's going on, man?
Yeah, that's been that guy in almost 2 years.
No, it's been that long?
Been that long.
God damn, bro. Well, it's been about a year, motherfucker. Ain't been no 2 years. God damn.
Hey, what?
Been about a year and some months. It's been a minute.
I got y'all live on the speakerphone because, you know, drivers in California can't drive with the phone on. And I don't know where the hell my jawbone is, so...
Yeah, nobody came, man. Well, except for the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, these some bitches still driving around with their goddamn cell phones pressed all to their fucking ear. Which leads to the question, why stupid motherfuckers don't get Bluetooth for all the officers?
No. I really don't know.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to implement a law telling everybody to stay the fuck off the phone, well... Why does the motherfuckers who's supposed to be implementing the law wouldn't be the first ones to goddamn show you how to do the shit right? Put a Bluetooth on.
Great example, eh? Great example.
You know? But then you still got to, well, I mean, it's just like our system. Hey, who got the best weed in town? The police. Right. They got the best fucking weed in town. If you ever want some real good weed, go find a police officer. Make sure you're crooked, though. Make sure you're crooked. I mean, I ain't talking about go find goddamn Barney Fife talking to him. Hey, Barney, got some of that good stuff? Yeah, he's going to have some good handcuffs for you. You know what I'm saying? But you find one of a Poncherello-type motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, ex-Chips patrolman. Yeah, he'll probably have some hookup on that good shit. On that good shit.
They call you back out of delivery right now.
There you go. Going to deliver a package. Hey, go on, put that package on him, man. Go on, deliver that package on him. Oh, my goofy bone, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Live right here. And that's San Jose, California. On Straight Low Rockers. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And, y'all ain't never talked to a legally working Mexican before. There you go. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, well, no, because Jaime don't count because he in Texas, goddammit. So I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, they got a lot of legal Mexicans working in Texas now, seeing that's, you know, where a majority of them are. But then the ones down here, it's weird, man. I'm telling you, it's weird. We got the Mexicans that come here in Florida to Tampa. You know what I'm saying? I got to give them kudos because I don't know how they do it. But, I mean, these some bitches is riding on goddamn. I mean, they make the white boys look bad. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, brothers ain't come along. When we tricked out our cars, we put them on 24s and 30s and all this old dumb shit and jacked them up. You know what I'm saying? That was on some hood shit, on some car shit. Mexicans come down this motherfucker. Man. They got trucks. You know, Mexicans are already short. So, you know what I'm saying? They got all that. They got goddamn down their elevator to get into the truck and shit. You know what I'm saying? They got a goddamn hydraulics, you know, to lean the whole truck sideways so they can get up in that motherfucker. That's how tall they damn vehicles be. And I ain't talking about no ragged-ass damn trucks. I mean straight off the lot, big boy rims. You know what I'm saying? Clean.
That is how the lowrider got invented. It's too high. It's too high.
Oh, I can get in that. Okay, here we go. Okay, jack that bitch back up. Now you can't even look to see the ground and shit. Like, damn, where the ground went? Yeah. Yeah. So that's how they roll down here. Well, Mexicans, you think, you know what I'm saying? Nah, they get often they'll get. But see, that's what I love about Mexican people, man. And which really, you know what I'm saying? They should be an example to you know, modern day living. Because all that old American propaganda bullshit, get 18 and get the fuck out of the house and, you know what I'm saying, go home and live your life. Fuck all that. You can do that shit. Just respect your goddamn parents. Pay some bills. Do what the fuck you're supposed to do around the house. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. You know, it just motherfuckers nowadays, they get older and get lazy and shit, don't want to do shit around the house. And then, you know, and still leave it up to the parents to take care of them. And that's the problem. That's when you need to get your punk ass out the fucking house and go find you some business. But Mexicans come down here. You know what I'm saying? They might, hell yeah, it might be 10, 15 of them in the house. You know what I'm saying? But what they do is they stay. They motherfucking pay their dues. You know what I'm saying? They stay in the house for about 6 months. Next thing you know what I'm saying? Hector up out that motherfucking him and his family because they got a house down the street. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Okay, now we got 10 more motherfuckers we got to get the fuck up out of here. All right. Another 3-4 months, they done stack their cheese. Bam, you know what I'm saying? Felipe and his wife and shit, boom, now they got a motherfucking house. I ain't talking about no goddamn apartments and shit. Motherfuckers get houses. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, so shit, who you going to be mad at? You know, while our dumb man still running around here trying to look for an apartment to live in, they looking for houses. You know what I'm saying? Equity and property, and they getting it. And then in return, when they get them houses, of course, they ain't got no credit, but damn, they got a house, you know what I'm saying? So the bank already know if you fuck up, you know what I'm saying, we're going to come take the house. So they going to give them a little loan so they can go and get their little vehicles and shit, you know what I'm saying? But what they do, they going to get some shit they can use. They don't go and get no goddamn hoopty like they had back at home and shit, you know what I'm saying? The old El Camino with the drop top and shit, with the drops on it. They going to get a goddamn F-850 and shit, the biggest fucking truck they can goddamn find, and put that bitch to work. I don't give a fuck if it's got rims on it. You'll see that bitch out there in the strawberry fields, you know what I'm saying, getting loaded up with some goddamn strawberries. Mother ain't focusing on all that American materialism and shit. It might look cool. You might think they trying to look cool. Shit. They just working in style on y'all ass, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to all the Mexicans out there, man. Shit, doing jobs that I goddamn sure ain't gonna do, you know? Oh, hey. I ain't even finna see me in, if you see smells so good in a goddamn strawberry field, picking some motherfucking strawberries like I'm picking cotton, shit. Got life fucked up. Got life fucked up. Won't be me, you know what I'm saying? Quick promo break, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting right back
at
you.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtimes.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
All right, let me ask you something, Sign. Now, this is really a common sense question, you know what I'm saying? If you are an artist, and you just heard that promo, and it says, hey, it's indie artist music seminar, and it's geared to saying, fuck the A&R rep. An A&R representative is a person, basically, that listens to your music before the actual record execs listen to your music. And then they're going to tell you if it's hot or not, if, you know, we possibly want to sign you or not. And that's what, the point of this seminar is to show artists how to promote themselves. You know what I'm saying, marketing, promoting themselves on and offline, you know what I'm saying, without having to try to run and talk about I want to be signed to a record label. What kind of materials do you think as an artist should you bring to a seminar?
What kind of materials? Your own material, your own style, you're not independent artist for nothing. I mean, you got to put in your own style.
But you would bring okay, say you got the CEOs of two big major record companies, even though they're independent, you know what I'm saying, but they own their own record company. Would you or would you not bring some goddamn promo material? I mean, i.e. CDs, little flyers, inserts, you know, whatever. Anything related to you to expose you, you know what I'm saying, to other individuals.
Well, why not? At least it shows that you're active with your career and that you are wanting to make the most out of it. So all little things help. So why not?
Well, that you know, that was my whole thinking up. But see, the problem with these damn seminars, conferences, and everything else that we try to do for artists, man, these motherfuckers don't understand that you know, really, if you don't bring no kind of, you know, any kind of material, how can a person know anything about you? You know, it's cool to sit up there and listen, but it's better to learn and interact, you know what I'm saying? So if you're not coming with at least 5 CDs, I ain't talking about just CDs to fucking just give out to every artist in there, because that makes no sense to me either. But I'm saying to give it to key people, either to the DJ or those record execs, you know what I'm saying, for them just to check you out. You know, you got to have some kind of promo for yourself.
As an independent artist, it's very important to get together. Actually, what you are doing, you are searching for several independent artists. You get together, you play their songs, and all that stuff. That's easier to get noticed than when you all have to do it all by yourself.
Yeah. Well, let people tell it, you know what I'm saying? You know, they don't need a manager. They don't need this. They don't need that. You know, which is, you need everything, people. You don't never tell somebody. You need a whole team to motherfucking be successful in the music industry. And that's even coming from me, you know what I'm saying? Needing a street team, needing people you know what I'm saying, get my mixtapes out there in the street, you know, or find me artists, you know what I'm saying, find me clubs to DJ at. All that's teamwork, you know what I'm saying, take a team to do all that. And if you don't, you know what I'm saying, you already know what time it is. Just to let all my Tampa people know, if you happen to be down here in Tampa, Florida, tonight, it's going down to Club Palladium on Hillsborough in Armenia. My artist, Ms. John New, will be performing live. It's $1 admission and $1 drinks. So come through and support. You know what I'm saying? I'll be hanging out there for a little while until I break off and go to work. But I will be hanging out for a little while, checking them out. And that's right here in Tampa, Florida. Doors open at 9 p.m. And it's on the corner of Hillsborough and Armenia. And that is the Palladium. The bitch look like a big-ass saloon and shit. You walk inside, so everybody will notice it. All right, people, I got to roll up some economicals. You know what I'm saying? And we're going
to
get right
I'm
back at it.
I'm here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Go to bid66.com right now.
I don't even listen to the goddamn commercial no more. I just be listening for that one part and see it try to chime in like, oh, fuck, I missed it. Gotta play it again. All right, man, let's get into a little motherfucking old Aki Fooley right here, you know what I'm saying? He probably had a little drop for me and shit, but guess not. I guess you don't want to. Oh, yeah, you do. All right, here you go.
Hey, what's
hit
happening?
Up.
This your boy Aki Fooley, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah.
Digital Dash. doing 150 on the freeway. We don't drive, we fly. You might want to hold on. Shawty like my way. So wet, she's so turned on underneath that dress. Lil' mama in my rear view, checking my kit. So I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
firm gear automatic, but daddy don't trip, I can handle that stick.
I can feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gonna be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Lil' mama, cause you're rolling with the fast material. Caught a rush, biting the bottom lip when I shift my clutch. That's too much tension, so much kissing. Going up and down just like a piston. Yup, and I can feel that heat. Might stop, get it on in the middle of the street. Keep my foot on the gas, cause baby, we rolling straight to your place. That's where we going. The law don't matter, I could drive faster. Better have a Hemi if you think you gon' catch. What I'm working with, I could tell you curious. When we hit the crib, you'll see what I'm dealing with. Please don't talk, hold that thought. We about to get lost when I use this knob.
Me is funny, man.
I know, man.
She loves you, though, man. I can tell, man. She really loves you.
Bro.
Thought she was going to get on me. What? Tell him.
She don't like you. Ain't funny.
So anyway, man, check this out. Before we go to the party, man, we got to stop one place real quick,
what?
Man.
All right? What do you mean? Stop where?
It's cool, man. I just got to stop and go get my thing.
Dog.
You already know, man.
Dylan.
Got to get my mind right.
Get your mind
right
some other time,
so,
bro.
Just chill out.
Hey.
Wine, gold digging bitches. That's all they wanted a nigga pay for, you heard me?
Nah.
Them bitches getting a thing from me. I ain't getting them a quarter, a penny, let alone a nigga, you hear me?
If it's a dollar bill, that shit like a vibe.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
oh, you wanna stop me?
But that shit side is what you gold digging asshole.
If it's a fly kid, that you see me rocking.
Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking?
And if it wasn't big by the hole,
you wanna stop me?
But that shit side is what you gold digging asshole.
Years a hoe, never seen this stressor coming. Having money problems, my main girl. Causing me drama, get me so mad I can kill you, then kill myself. But if I do that, I'm just saying that I ain't real myself. Deal with myself, yeah, bitch, I'm taking it rough. Cause when I try to make it work, my money never enough. But when I'm working, yeah, I know it's baby and honey. The only time you have it when your pocket's full of my money. Think I'm a dummy, the sunshine, and I've seen it before. And every time we have an argument, you give me the dope. The hit in my ass, they had way more arguments than last. When you round a nigga, yeah, you wanna crap. If not for the bread, would you know a nigga? I don't think so, cause if I didn't have none, I wouldn't have a say so. Money, brain, bitches, and hoes, tricks, and lies. All I see is dirty foot, skanks, and balls.
If it's a dollar bill, that's just like a vibe.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
hope you wanna stop me.
But that shit side is what you gold digging asshole.
If it's a fly kid, that you see me rocking.
Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking?
And if it wasn't big by the hoe, you wanna stop me.
But that shit side is what you gold digging asshole.
When I first met you, bitch, you was riding the bus. I put some change in your pocket, now you fighting, you fuss. Can't think about yourself, what would happen to us? Now I got to watch my back, cause you hard to trust. I showed you nothing but some love, you put my dick in the dust. This funny feeling in my stomach, I feel like it's disgust. I let you hold the keys to my whip, you damaged my truck. And when you brung my shit back, my rims was bent up. You told them little broads you was short, bitch, you stunt too much. You's a greedy ass bitch, hoe, you fucked me up. That's why a bitch is a hoe, and a hoe is a slut. That's why I'm always sleeping with my dick in their gut.
If it's a dollar bill, that shit like a vibe.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I mean.
But if it wasn't for the dog,
hoe, you wanna stop me?
But that shit side is what you gold digging asshole.
If it's a fly kid, that's just see me
rocking. Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking? And if it wasn't big, by the hoe, you wouldn't stop it.
But that chip side is what you call digging assholes.
My hot things are changed. I got honey giving me brains, and I don't know their names. Now that I got some change, they got their hands out, but they ain't getting a goddamn thing. The girl, she dick my style, but I don't say too much. But that shit like they getting ready, yo, they play too much. They say the haters gon' hit, but I don't see them as such. But then they tell their girl, I'm probably gonna be pimped too much. I cannot help your girl when I can't even help myself. And no, I can't pay your bills, I'm in debt myself. When you claim you knew the deal, you better check yourself. And you say you're independent, but what will help yourself? Now see, money, power, respect is what I earned in life. I got a different chick for every night, don't need a wife. But these hoes, I ain't got nothing but dick and dynamite. But I ain't fucking, I'm blowing up, so get your head right.
If it's a dollar bill, that's a lack of vibe.
Well, if it is, then, bitch,
you can do it, I'm in. But if it wasn't for the dog, hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that chip side is what you gold digging asshole.
Is it the fly kid that you see me rocking?
Or is it that you see your girlfriend jocking? And if it wasn't big, by the hoe, you wouldn't stop me.
But that chip side is what you gold digging asshole.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is with y'all little stank ass. Always want to beg a nigga for some money and shit. But you get a nigga some money. You know they call me the team pimp. I ain't even bullshit.
And this ain't going out to all the ladies, but y'all hoes know who we talking about. The same hoes we see coming up, I promise y'all won't see going down. Bye-bye, y'all. And that's it, folks.
Yo, DJ smells so good, and DJ party time. It's wrecking the game entertainment, y'all. Roll with it, or get rolled the fuck over. It's the mixtape, and I'm Key, Mr. Rude and the Usual, the Bay Area. Let's go.
All these bitches and all these hoes wanna jump on the party bus. Come on, bring your track and bring your smoke, cause we both wanna bust a nut.
That's right. Cause I really wouldn't mind if I could get up in those. Yeah, she looking cute, but I was keeping them both. Thinking which one would like to take it down to the throat. When I'm fucking these hoes, there ain't no love involved. So I strap with a condom, I ain't going in raw. Shit, I hit them all if I'm giving a chance. Nah, I'm bullshitting, see if it's that I pass. But if I'm fading, maybe smash, go all up in your gut. We in the back of the bus, way all up in the cut. Staring at each other in this mutual lust. I had thoughts of running up, and I ain't giving a fuck. So listen up, baby, while I'm speaking the truth. You'll be thinking about me when you go back on the roof.
Who
cares? Take another sip when it's on me. Having you feel like you're the one.
Come on,
go down.
Now watch me pop it.
camel. Black screen, shawty, man, I'm searching like the channel. Paper towel money, man, I'm all about my clout. And I'm screaming cowboy bottle while y'all boys wiping out. Wiping out on my body with a Jack Boy flag. Yeah, purple label man, go to the tag. When he got the shoes, so you know I bought a bad thing. Just like this, the person with a tie-color flag.
Already know what time of the day. Yeah, it's business time. Uh-oh.
Thanks.
I gotta cut off. Get out the way, boy. Shit. All right, people. Y'all already know this is Throwdown Thursday, man. Time for the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? We do this each and every day right here, Monday through Saturday, on the Starship Smelly Prize, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we bring you news from around the world. And I mean the world. And this is brought to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com. All your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news, man. And I mean off-the-wall. We're going to give you 55 minutes of mayhem. Probably ain't going to last that long, but, yeah, we're going to give it to you. Yeah. Matter of fact, let me start out with some new shit. I ain't even going to. Father and daughter hack stone neighbor to death. Wow. That's coming up, people. Those headlines and more are coming up. Okay, where are we at? We're in San Francisco, people. Let's get on over here to San Francisco. You ever been to San Francisco there, side or not?
I've never been in the States, so no.
Oh, yeah. I guess that was a trick question. Man, hit them below the head, below the belt. Don't hit them below the belt, people. Gotta keep it high, keep it high. All right, well, shit, we're going to take this thing on to San Fran. And I ain't never been to the city. I've only heard about the city having a bunch of punks and shit. But, hey, I can't speak for myself on that one. So, power to the people. But this was pretty cool. Stolen Ford pickup truck is recovered after 38 years. Damn. All right. Harold Falker, V-O-E-L-K-E-R. Volker? Bacher? Bacher. Hell, Bacher.
Bacher.
Yeah, that's his name. Shit. Tucked away the pink slip in memories of his prized 1956 Ford F-100 pickup after it was stolen in 1972 in Los Angeles. Both were dusted off when authorities told Bucker or Focker, some fucked up name, that they had found the vehicle in Modesto. Yeah, 38 years after it went missing. I go to car shows all the time, and I thought, I'm going to see it one of these days. Focker, something like that, 63 said Thursday. That was my baby. Hey, I'm telling you, people, speaking from experience, you know what I'm saying? I had a fucking 1978 Chevy Chevette, and that was my shit. I fucked around in you know, disobeyed my mama orders and drove that motherfucker like 100 miles away. Had a good time, but broke down on the way back. Fucked around and went to go back the next day to look for the shit. This son of a bitch was gone. I'm like, what the fuck? How do you take a vehicle that's broke down? Kept my keys. I said, because one of these days, you know, Lord going to bring it back to me. You know what I'm saying? If you truly want something in your life, Lord always bring it back. You know what I'm saying? If you ask for it. And, yeah, it took 8 months, but I'll be damned, 8 months later, out of the blue, you know what I'm saying, after me, you know, reporting the car stolen and all this kind of shit, I get a call from the detective telling me that the damn car is in the same area where it had broke down, but a tow truck company picked the motherfucker up and had it on their damn lot for over 8 months. Never reported this shit. I go motherfucking pick my car up. You know what I'm saying? I jump in that son of a bitch. I mean, it was a 4-speed. You know what I'm saying? So I had done fucked well, the 3-speed, you know, with reverse mix of 4. I jumped in it. I stuck the key in it. I mean, as soon as I turned that motherfucker over, whew, it fired up like it was yesterday. And the only thing that went out was my gear shift had went out. So I couldn't put the bitch in gear. My cousin who came with me, he looked underneath the motherfucker. He was like, man, it ain't nothing but a cable pop. A goddamn $4 fucking cable. You know, yeah, $4 cable, you know what I'm saying, pop. And, yeah, so when I went to get the car and shit and went in there to sign the papers, bitch told me the tab on it was $3,000 to pick the car up. Would be $3,000. I said, man, you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm going to call the police if y'all don't release my shit. Because you took it off the side of the road and you weren't supposed to in the first place. They ain't have no paperwork on it, period. They didn't even have the tow receipt that they picked the motherfucker up. Shit. As I said, police, the motherfuckers said, man, all right, man, just go and get your stuff, man. Hell, fucking right. Hook that bitch up and tow that motherfucker back home. You know what I'm saying? Moral of the story is, people, you know, if you want something bad enough, you know what I'm saying, hold on to it, and it'll come back to you. And that's from anything. Dogs, cats, bears to squirrels, you know what I'm saying, or female, if who the fuck wants that, but hey. Oh, my bad. We live anyway. All right. Go over here to Boston, man. Shouts out to Red Shades, Hot Steps Magazine, Miss Linda Blake, Michael Fear, and all the crew over there. Where a man completes 2,300-mile dog walk. Damn. You know what I'm saying? But one thing about it is, ain't that kind of fucking selfish on the animals? You know what I'm saying? How you know the motherfucking dogs want to walk that goddamn long? With your motherfucking ass. Punk ass. More than 2 years after Luke Robinson and his dog set out on an incredible cross-country walk to raise awareness for canine and human cancer, he finally reached his goal. Over 2,000 miles and 826 days on the road. Man, it's just awesome to finally be home, said Robinson. Luke Robinson's journey began in Austin, Texas in March of 2008 after losing his beloved dog, Malcolm, to cancer. Man, let me ask you something, Si. Honestly, brother.
Yeah.
If your dog died, brother, would you go on a 2,300-mile walk?
If my dog died, would I go on a 2,300-mile walk?
If your dog died of cancer, do you love that dog so much, instead of just going to get another fucking dog, would you goddamn walk 2,300 miles
to
raise awareness?
Will that get my dog back?
Hell no. Is it going to get you a new dog? Hell no, because you could have went to the goddamn pet store and bought another one. Animals come and go every day, just like people do. I mean, you know, I don't see motherfuckers doing 2,300-mile walks every day, you know what I'm saying, to fight cancer. You might see it once a year. They do a goddamn breast cancer, 5K walk or some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they walk 5 miles. They ain't finna walk no 2,300 miles, no 1,000 miles, you know what I'm saying, in the name of no cure. Ain't an organization did that shit, period. Oh, yeah. Come on down and join us for the 2K. 2K? That ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Come on down and join us for the 5K. That ain't shit. 4-5 miles and shit. Man. Suck these.
Well, if your dog gets cancer, at least you have the humane choice of putting it down.
Hell yeah. What they do with a goddamn horse? They shoot that sumbitch. Pow!
Are you
sure? Ass out of here. Yeah.
Don't shoot that over here.
Shitting me. Let your ass get a broke leg over here. They laying you down. Horse meat all around. Horse meat for everybody. That's what I'm talking about. You never had no piece of horse ass?
No, I ain't never
That's
had
good
no
eating.
Horse ass.
That's good eating. It tastes like chicken and frog. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I ain't trying to eat no horse ass.
I don't know what the frog tastes like either. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. All right, people, welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? Mr. DJ Party Time. You know, sound technician, promoter, networker, secondhand guru. You know what I'm saying? To Record and Game Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big and up in the building. Surprised he ain't got to work, but probably do tonight.
Fuck that, no deal. But we got the Steak and Shake crew online today, you know what I'm saying? You got the S&S crew. You know, they right here checking out the show live and in person.
Hi!
Hold on. Let me get my mind right so I can talk to you. Hold on.
Reggie, you a mess. Let me get
my bad,
right.
My bad. Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's good contamination right there, people. No, this is not the goddamn oil in your water. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the good poison. Yeah, the good poison for you. Hey, ladies, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, send some names. Drop some names now. Let's hear what you're working with.
Hey, anytime.
Nicole, let me ask you a question.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
Don't nobody like no guy with no money.
What?
Is it thick?
Did you say that out loud? What? Yes, is it thick? Woman, we asking, is it thick?
What do
you
think?
You got some ass, goddammit.
You thick. Big bottom, nice hips and waist.
Smoking dick, that good shit.
Yeah,
no. She fucking up the whole comedy routine. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
whole,
man.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake? What the? Well,
see, you can't fuck. God damn it, girl, you with that bullshit. This is for all my ladies, though, you know.
All the ladies in the house say, live and behold and the kind and the feeling and the farting.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's for my ladies, man. You know what I'm saying? Cyanide, all my homies, you know. We up here chilling. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. Today is Throwdown Thursday. I'm your host, Captain Smell So Good, with my international. What the fuck am I saying, man? Let me goddamn. What the hell am I talking for? My bad. Get in
your boy. Energized.
Are you ready to be
tuned up for one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Cyanide from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smelly Tribe at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Oh, man, I don't know what that was.
He lives right here. Steven. Reggie is a man.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking.
Oh, you didn't say
you
liked me,
John. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures.
So you didn't say you liked me, guys.
Hey, check this out. Hey, any of you ladies got kids out there?
What
are you talking about, me? Oh. Yeah, I got a 2010 way to get some kids. Check this out.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what
vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com. That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another.
Don't
ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy.
You know what you're going to order one for?
Overnight.
I'm all right.
Ugly baby. To buy you a pretty one.
What?
Okay, well, the one you order is ugly, too.
I got four rules over here. I need
no. No, see, cause when you go to the website, see they got pictures of the babies, so you pick which one you want. You know what I'm saying? Now the baby turned out to be ugly later on. That hey, ain't no refunds. Ain't no refunds.
Can't yeah, that's the shipping and handling.
Yeah, you can't send them back. Hey, check this out, ladies. We in what we do right here at the top of the hour on the Wrecking the Game Radio Show. We do what they call the nutty news of the day. All right, I bring you nutty news topics from around the world. You know what I'm saying? We talk about them a little bit. And I'm going to tell you some, real crazy shit. So straight out of Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying, all the way up to the Netherlands. That's where my co-host is, you know what I'm saying? Say hello. My co-host is Mr. Sinai. I don't know if y'all know anything about the Netherlands, the Dutch people and all that, you know what I'm saying? But this is how we rocking up in here. Oh, where do you go?
Right.
Sinai.
What's up?
Oh, okay, you up in there.
I'm still here.
All right, say what's up to the ladies, Mr. Sayanai.
What's up, lady? Original, isn't it?
Hi. Yeah, talk to them in Dutch. Say some Dutch. Say some Dutch stuff. Who they dog or something like that.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
What's up, Moeder Amerikaas?
Goedendag, hoe gaat het met jullie vanavond? Lekker weertje?
What?
All right. Now he said welcome to the show. He said welcome to the show, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Take y'all to the board. It starts to smell it.
Right.
Talk to you in Creole.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where y'all from?
Haiti.
Nah, oh, what?
Whatever. You speak Creole too, sweetie?
Yeah, but don't mean I'm from there.
Whatever. I was talking for myself then. Excuse me. Who's then?
Jason.
Shut up.
Two hells for the price of one.
Damn, is this? Hey, he just, because y'all going back and forth. I'm trying to pick up on what you're saying. All right, here we go. Haitian Creole. Check this out, people. Y'all can go to... Of course, www.byki.com. Y'all know how it gets down. And I'm finna download this Haitian Creole language so we can be on one accord with our peoples on the phone right here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Okay. Them slick motherfuckers who be trying to speak that shit at work.
Yeah. Well, no, listen, ladies. I got a...
Headset.
No, check it, ladies. On Tuesdays, we teach languages here, right? You know what I'm saying? We teach different languages. I got a website that you can go to, and it actually teaches you, different languages. So I got the one that I'm actually going to is for, got the Haitian Creole. You'll hear what I'm talking about in a second. I'm gonna blow y'all minds real quick, see if y'all really from Haiti and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Let me ask you something. Did you have any family, or is your family all right? You know what I'm saying, with the everything that happened.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Most
have you been back over there since?
I ain't been back over there since I've been over here.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh, why not? Y'all ain't trying to go back home.
They ain't my
you ain't
home.
Never been there.
Nope.
Oh, I live there.
But that's not. But so, where's your home at?
Bahamas.
Oh, the Bahamas. What the fuck is you doing here then? That's what I'd be wondering. Why people from the islands come here?
Because
that's where she wanted to move
in.
So that's why
I
came.
I couldn't see it, man. Is it nicer here or is it nicer in the Bahamas?
She don't know.
Okay, I left when I was three.
For real. I ain't got no memory.
Oh, no memory. Yeah, yeah. You Americanized like a motherfucker on the hill.
Yeah.
Modern day food.
All right, check
right.
this out, people. Let me
be good enough to touch you out, though.
Yeah, my damn head medicine real quick. Y'all not interrupting my damn, my green smoke, excuse me, my green smoke. Forget Plies new album,
shit.
Goon Affiliated, is out in stores or on bootleg on your local corner. Also, the new Drake album is out in stores or on your local corner. Holler at your bootleg, and you know how we get down. And, yeah, just to let y'all know. When Yakima Washington, man, where a rat that chewed wire caused $1 million fire. And these are real headlines, people. I ain't reading you no crazy shit. It is just crazy. All right. Yakima fire official say rat that chewed through the electrical wire of a jukebox is responsible for a $1 million fire that gutted the veterans of foreign wars post-379. Investigators believe the rodent caught fire and fled to its nest inside an old piano where it ignited combustible material. What the? I had to even stop that. Old piano. A rat, it causing a fire in an old piano. Bitch, it ain't no wires in there. What the piano got to do with the jukebox? Oh, okay, fled to his, okay, he done chewed the shit up. That's where he tried to run to his house and shit and got his ass burnt up in there, too. Well, that's what you get, motherfucker. He's chewing through shit. And we do a warship, people, so if y'all happen to hear some little crazy sayings come out, you know what I'm saying, we do give awards on the show when people do crazy shit. So y'all gonna hear that, I guarantee. You gonna hear it. Probably right now, because we're in Sabina, Ohio, where man jumps onto semi as bet. Yeah. Police say a man called 911 from the back of a moving. How the fuck do you do that? Damn. He called 911 from the back of a moving tractor trailer after he jumped onto the truck on a dare from his friends, then traveled about 10 miles on an Ohio highway. In the call, hold up. I don't know who the y'all fighting with in the background, but y'all are a little too loud for me. Bow. That's how we do that, though. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect, people. Y'all just sound like y'all having a pillow fight or something back there, and I can't hear shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just keep it moving. In the call, 24-year-old Brandon Farmer tells a Fayette County dispatcher that it was a stupid idea and that he's holding on for dear life on U.S. Route 22 near Sabina, about 50 miles southwest of Columbus. Okay, now, as I just stated, we do give out awards here. And he definitely is going to get an award. Yeah. Let's see what we want to give him with. Which one should we give him with, man? Which one he need? Fired on your day off, or is he? Was he just a? Yeah, I think he. Yeah.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. That's an award right there. When you do stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? You will get an award. Of course. That's an award.
Daniel.
There we go. South Kakalaki, we in South Carolina, where New World Order is coming in effect because no singing, yelling, whistling, or hollering in town.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people.
That's a lot.
The Sullivan Island Town Council's proposed law, which may be ratified in July, would make it illegal to sing, yell, shout, whistle, hoot, or holler on public streets if it is annoying nearby people, particularly between the hours of 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. The town code already bans crying, calling, shouting, and using musical instruments if they are deemed annoying by people nearby.
What is this?
That's South Carolina. Take your ass on up there if you want to. Shit. Yaz going to jail for yelling. Yaz going to jail for singing Snoop Dogg in the streets. Yaz going to jail, period. Fucking around up there. But, you know, you think that's nutty. You know what I'm saying? Side nine. Can y'all chew gum in the Netherlands?
Yeah, you can chew gum in the Netherlands.
But what you can't do on the ground?
What you can't do on the ground?
Yeah. Ain't y'all the ones that can't spit, or was that Alex?
That was Alex,
okay,
in Singapore. But that was a few years ago that you can't spit chewing gum out on the streets, but now they banned it altogether. So you can't even go into the store and get chewing gum.
Now, y'all loving y'all freedom yet? See, you can't even chew gum in Singapore, you know what I'm saying? Oh, god damn, what the hell happened?
You can buy alcohol, but you can't do chewing gum.
But you can't chew gum. Boy, look at him. All right, let's go on over here to Hungary, man. Dog and dog house blown away. Hell nah, man. A dog has reportedly been reunited with its owner after being blown 20 miles away in a storm. Damn.
Whoa.
The dog was renamed Lucky by 57-year-old Agnes Tomas after it survived being swept away. I couldn't believe it when the dog house flew up in the air, complete with my dog cowering inside. It was like something out of The Wizard of Oz. Damn, I was, boy, that's classic right there. I don't know why she ain't got that on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You would have got paid. See? Damn. Yeah, that's crazy, though. All right, Washington dicks on chicks. Yeah, D.C. President needs time to clear his mind. What the? Let me line up in the ward already. You got me fucked up. Clear his mind from what? The goddamn golf trip he just left? Goddamn other golf trip he just left? Or the other goddamn golf trip he just left? Stop. All right, we're ready. I think we're ready. Are we ready? No, we're not ready. Okay, are we ready? Are we ready? Ready? All right. A White House spokesman says the United States benefits when President Barack Obama takes time to go golfing and clear his mind. Obama spokesman Bill Burton defended Obama's leisure activities amid some Republican criticism that Obama should not be scheduling fun time during the Gulf oil spill crisis. The president went golfing on Saturday after attending a baseball game Friday. Sorry, people. What the fuck is he going to do? I mean, is he going to drive his goddamn presidential yacht and plug the fucking hole himself? I mean, shit. Bitches know the answer. Don't blame it on the president. You motherfuckers been knowing the answer. You know what I'm saying? Blame it on BP. You blame it on these motherfuckers. Blame it on yourself, goddammit, if you still going to a BP gas station, filling up at their goddamn gas station. You blame it on yourself. You a part of the problem. Blame it on yourself if you going to a liquor store that is backed by a BP motherfucking gas station. Yeah, and you will noticeably know the liquor store because the BP gas station has a big-ass sign that says, hey, go check out our new liquor store down the street. Which is a bot fucking down. Yeah, people. I mean, you want to make an impact, stop fucking with shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop fucking with people. If people want to shut me down, well, not on the radio. I wouldn't give a damn if y'all came or didn't come. I do thank everybody, though. But I still been this summer, bitch, talking to my motherfucking self. Getting high. Feeling on my motherfucking self for 2 hours, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Till somebody, hey, decided to come through. That is, come on, man. Man, please, fuck you damn. Fuck the government, period. You know what I'm saying? Screwing everybody over down there. We're getting screwed, people. Can't smell it, can't see it, can't hear it. Well, goddamn it, bend over and feel it, because goddamn it, we're getting screwed on a fucking daily basis. Yeah. Oh, my bad, my bad. Did I give him the award?
Wow! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know, still, you need to have your ass in that goddamn White House. I don't give a fuck. I mean, you gotta work. The fuck? I mean, ain't the American people paying this motherfucker to work, right? Work 5 days a week? And bitch, your vacation time comes, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, when you get some vacation. You the president, that don't mean you take off, you know what I'm saying, every fucking week or whatever. You got you to work, you there to work for the people. Damn, people, I don't know what, you know, people done blew this conception up of a president's ass that he don't work for the people. Only thing he's supposed to do is sit there and, you know what I'm saying, collect, or rip the motherfuckers off, basically, how they painting it up. Crazy, man. Too crazy. Shouts out to Alex Jacks, Alpha Cabal, homie. Easy Rider. The guest who about to get your ass booted in a second, unless somebody claims him. Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? Jamie Garcia, Prophet Jackal, and, of course, Sayonai.
Thank you.
This is how it's going down. We over here in New York, man. For a vacuum salesman, face charge over a mattress? Okay. New York State Police said a pair of vacuum salesmen are facing a criminal charge for allegedly damaging a homeowner's mattress during a demonstration. I have to keep reading this. Right. Trooper Andy Davis said Taylor Newton, 25, and Philip Smith, 29, are accused of damaging a homeowner's $1,300 Sealy latex foam mattress while demonstrating Kirby Company vacuums in Richfield Springs. I don't know who to give an award. I mean, fuck it. This is both of y'all. Both of that is
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah.
When in doubt, give it to everybody.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Just fuck it. Beat like my mama used to do. When in doubt, who did it? She beat both of us, goddammit. Just beat everybody. Fuck it. Everybody get an ass whooping today. That way I know. And if you didn't do it, your ass won't do it in the future. All right. Let's go to Linnell, Wales. This is our first time in Wales. We're in Wales, people.
Well, all right. Wales is also the UK.
Oh.
Let me look at that. I'll look it up while you read your notes.
All right. Well, specifically, you know what I'm saying? We ain't been in Wales before. So we're Lanelli or Yanelli? Lanelli. I would think that's Yanelli. Where a woman has son's ashes in tattoos. Wow. A Welsh woman whose son died said she had his ashes mixed with ink and tattooed into three designs on her back. Kim Mordo of Yanelli said her son Lloyd was a rugby player and died after taking the party drug GHB, so she decided to memorialize him with tattoos etched by her husband Dave, who owns a tattoo parlor.
Uh-oh.
Damn. That's some, you know.
Do you have any tattoos, Smiley?
Nah, bro. I don't.
Yeah,
you can't
neither.
Mark up your vessel, brother. You can't mark up God's gift. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have any tattoos. I don't have any piercings. None of that. But how would you feel if you would have passed out somewhere and you would have woken up with covered in tattoos?
Hey, that would have been fucked up. But she voluntarily did it, so hey.
That would be a whole series of awards in a row.
In a row, row, like. Brr, 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 brr. Yeah. for the course. But for that, I mean, that's really, you know what I'm saying, that's some dedicated type shit right there. I mean, to have a person's ashes, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, damn. That's, damn. If you really want to remember a person, boy. Stone over here in Chicago, man. If you live in Chi-Town, better beware, there's a war zone going on. 8 killed, 44 wounded in Chicago over the weekend, over this past weekend. 8 people were killed and at least 44 others were shot across the city, including a baby girl who suffered a graze wound to the neck when gunfire erupted at a near West Side barbecue. Those killed included a 29-year-old man found shot in the chest. A passing motorist found the man, who was dressed in women's clothing, lying dead on the sidewalk. He remained unidentified. God damn. A bitch murked his ass because he had goddamn clothes.
By the way, that reminds me, have you heard the news of what happened in Spain?
Yeah, no, and I've seen the 12 dead, but I didn't see, you know what I'm saying, what happened though.
Yeah, there was a party at the other side, and they were all too lazy to walk the long way, the way that it should, so they decided to cross the tracks, and it was, yeah, I guess it must have been hundreds of people, so they are sheeps crossing over, not paying attention, and yeah, a train came, and 12 people were hit. How about paying some attention for yourself instead of following the rest? But I guess they were already drunk before going to the party, yeah.
And I'm saying, they walking down the tracks?
No, across the tracks. To get to the other side.
Well, here you are,
damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, to get killed on your day off.
R.I.P. to you too, man. Ah, man, that's too crazy, that, man. Damn, tragedy's all over the place, people. All right, let's go to Mexico. Well, not literally, but almost, because we're in Texas. Yeah. If a coral snake bites you, don't count on anti-venom. Right. When Ray Grasshoff saw his 3-year-old beagle, Jack, tossing a brightly striped snake violently in his mouth, then rubbing his snout, he remembered a rhyme from his childhood days working around cattle. Red on yellow, kill a fellow. Sure enough, Jack was tossing a poisonous coral snake. Grasshoff learned the emergency vet couldn't find any coral snake anti-venom for animals in Austin. That's because the company that used to make the antidote, Wyeth, now owned by Pfizer Incorporation, closed the manufacturing plant and stopped making the drug in 2003. Damn. Well, I'm sorry, Pooch, but yeah, you get one too, but dumb dog.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Owner, you get it too, because you should have stopped the fucking dog or something. I don't know. Hit him in his ass, told him to drop the snake. But
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that wasn't too bright. You are just as responsible for your pet as your pet is responsible for itself. Because it's just like a child running outside and grabbing a goddamn snake and shaking the motherfucker around. Who's responsible? Same shit, people. Y'all look at your pets like they're kids, you know what I'm saying? You treat them as such that you got to take responsibility as such, you know what I'm saying? And they monitor the action.
Yeah, you can say that again.
All right, very sick and sad news. Acapulco, Mexico. Father and daughter hack stone neighbor to death. Damn. A man and his 12-year-old daughter were detained in southern Mexico for allegedly killing a neighbor landowner in a dispute over land. Police in the Pacific Coast state of Guerrero said the man allegedly hacked his rival's head open with a machete. Two relatives of the victim suffered non-life-threatening wounds in the attack in a remote mountainous part of the state.
Damn.
That's fucked up, boy. But on behalf of the other victim, damn.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
And my bad, people. I gave him the wrong award, actually. Gave him the wrong.
Give another one.
He should have got it. Yeah, he should have got it. Chevy.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Boy. Yeah, you like that one? All right, shouts out to the dog. You like that one?
Well, he said dog in a sample, so he was answering
back. Oh, yeah,
back.
Yeah.
You're talking about me?
Talking about the pooch. Now, this is the first. This is another first, people. Guess where we at? Bangladesh.
Ethiopia. Oh, almost.
I think we've been there before. Nah, we've been to Ethiopia. Bangladesh. That's our first time in Bangladesh, people. What I'm talking about. Where bigamist's wives fight over corpse. Okay. A court summoned friends of a dead man in an effort to end a six-month wrangle over his corpse by his two wives, one of whom is Hindu, the other Muslim. When Chandan Kumar Chakrabarti, some big long-ass name, alias Azad Hossein, 42, a vice principal at Dhaka College, was stabbed to death by muggers last December, his secret double life was exposed and his two wives have since fought over his body. His friends will testify about whether he converted to Islam, as his second wife claims. Man. That's just sad, people.
Pretty much.
Because a man can't even fucking die, you know what I'm saying, in peace. Because he goddamn, he ain't been buried. 2 months, the motherfucker, he apparently ain't been buried. No, 6 months. That's fucked up. Man, let the man die, people. Let the man die. All right. Smoke break. Oh yeah. Heavy in the game. I like this song, y'all. This is Fly's dude name is Act One. Oh no, One Lee. My bad. Name One Lee. Yeah, One Lee. Oh, that was cool. Where we at? What is this? Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fishermen spot periscope off of South Florida. What the f*** is a damn periscope doing out there? A boater says he spotted a submarine periscope during a fishing trip off Hollywood, Florida. Ryan Danoff of Fort Lauderdale told the South Florida Sun Sentinel, God damn, that's a long name. He and two friends were about 4 miles offshore in his 31-foot boat, fishy business. But you just trying to get some goddamn promo. When they spotted what looked like a mast against the horizon. But when they looked more closely, they could see no vessel. And when Danoff moved toward it, he realized it was a periscope. Yeah, so somebody's out there in motherfucking in the water in a goddamn in submarines. Probably down there sucking oil up and shit. You never know now. You never know. We're over here and you know.
The UK.
You know it. Up in the UK, people. Where dirty cars pose serious health hazards. Boy, you dirty Americans too, man. Goddamn turning your goddamn cars into your home. That's not cool, all right? To get in and sit on a fucking bowl of Cheerios with milk still in the bowl. Yeah. From 4 days ago.
Ew.
Yeah. Bugs linked with food poisoning, vomiting, and skin infections were all discovered inside a random car when it was subjected to a range of tests. Scientists who analyzed swabs taken from the car used by a couple and their two children discovered the bacteria Bacillus cereus and Staphylococcus inside, including on the steering wheel, gear stick, and door handles. Now, the nasty thing about that is you're going home, you know what I'm saying, and putting that shit on your body. Right. And Staphylococcus, that's a nasty little germ, you know what I'm saying? It leads to a lot of respiratory problems and other related little incidents.
I've seen them do it. I've seen them do it. I've seen food that's been in the car long enough that it almost stood up and walked out again.
Oh, real quick, man, real quick. Let me throw this little promos up in here real quick.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
Get my dudes some pirate tickets, man, huh? I'm going to walk the plank. Oh, you know I'm bullshitting.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th. Beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. Only $10 admission, so stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Hold your ears. Oh, shit. The damn transporter stuff. Where's my damn lemon juice? Anybody got my space lemon juice? Hold on, people. God damn it. Timmy, go get the space lemon juice, man. Hold on.
Timmy!
All right, he got it. Here we go. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Damn, I had to hit the doors a couple of times. You know, we had to do that in a while. I forgot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I forgot the damn, you know, you got to keep the oil, the space doors oil up. You know what I'm saying? Space lemon juice. That's what works well here. You know what I'm saying? Ashwood in the building. What's happening, homeless skillet?
Hey, what's happening with you, man? Anything good?
You know, slow down Thursday, man. We live up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Doing what it does.
Yes,
sir. In the nutty news. Hey, we got battles coming up this weekend. What's up?
Yeah, we got another one, dude, from Orlando reached out. That's in July, but we still try to set up the date because I just got this job, so the schedule is hectic, man. I got the day off today. But we got another battle coming up, probably another 2 weeks. So ain't nothing really going down this week. I think AWOL got a battle coming up, I think, Friday. that Friday. He's supposed to be doing something Friday, but the Show Your Skills 813 battle probably be in another 2 weeks or so. Schedule getting hectic.
So we could, yeah, you're working, what, 6 days a week, boy?
Yeah, for real, man. You know, for my son, man. I mean, I'm doing what I got to
get
do.
It in. Little asshole.
At the end of the day, you got to handle my business. And I just remember, like, oh, man, let me call the show, man. I just woke up because I've been so tired, man, from work. Like, man, let me call Smelly, man. Show about to be over. Got to holler at my dude.
Yeah, damn, party time. Call up here with the party, with the Steak and Shake party line and shit. And they hung out for a little minute, you know what I'm saying? Run a couple of the other ladies through, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what time it is. We had the Bahamas up in here, and Haiti representing. You know, shout out my, what is it? My, I ain't want to say that to her because she might go all off on me and shit. My and she go all blah, 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 blah. All right, girl, I don't know what that is.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to stop. All right, check it out. Here we go. We keep this thing moving, y'all. We're going to keep this thing moving just a couple of more. You know what I'm saying? We right here in Lando Lakes, Florida. You know? Where a woman is accused of fighting boyfriend over last beer. What I'm talking about. 53-year-old man sat in a chair drinking the last beer in the house. His girlfriend wanted it. Elizabeth Breeden, 41, went off on him and tried to grab it out of his hand. She ripped the natural light can in half, damn, spilling the lager on her boyfriend, his chair, and the floor, a report says. The boyfriend stood up. Breeden slapped him in the face. Then she, picked him in the naps.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Take that, you son of a.
And let me guess, the beer went over the floor?
Well, no, when she ripped the whole can in half in his hand. That's a strong bitch. Man. Well, good old natural light, boy. That's what it do to you. That natty do it to you. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. That's my drink now. I drink natural ice, though. I don't fuck with no.
Me too. I bet it wasn't the first beer.
Yeah, well, fucking with light beer, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't. It should have been like the third 24 pack. Goddamn, fucking light beer. I ain't some goddamn light beer. That shit, straight piss water, man. You know, if you don't want to get drunk, drink it light, because you damn sure won't get motherfucking drunk, boy. That shit does. And you're not. All right, let's wind this thing on up, because we got 4 minutes up in this mofo flipper. We're in San Diego, where a sign says, well, it's not even a sign. Please don't feed our bums. That's fucked up. A sticker with the phrase, please don't feed our bums, is stuck on storefronts around Ocean Beach and is based on satire of the National Park Service's Please Don't Feed the Bears sticker. The sticker is also bringing a serious message. People who live and work in the area know how it feels to be harassed by these people, said Chaz Lomack, who works at an Ocean Beach business. The stickers are targeting a new group of homeless, young, aggressive panhandlers who choose not to work and ask for money instead. Well, yeah. I mean, it's been a growing problem with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like when you see a motherfucker standing on the corner smoking on a goddamn cigarette, how fucking homeless and hungry can you be?
For real.
Come on now, that's ding. You smoking on a goddamn cigarette. I'm finna give you some fucking money. My ass. Or you standing there with your dog. Kiss my ass. Or you standing there with your old lady. Kiss my ass. If your old lady's standing there with the sign, you got your ass sitting down. That's all of this. This is all coming down, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis. If you standing on the motherfucking corner and two motherfuckers is on the opposite corner selling newspapers, and then you stupid motherfuckers got your ass over here with Roll Guard vests on, holding up, help me, I'll get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. That looks so stupid. You pulling up to a four-way stop and all these homeless, well, I mean, not even homeless, excuse me. All these motherfuckers on the corner got Roll Guard vests on, which is a city law now. But you got two of them who are legitimately working for newspapers, you know what I'm saying, St. Pete Times or Tampa Tribune. And then you got the other two motherfuckers on the opposite corner, like they working, standing in the middle of the median, like they working now, holding a goddamn sign telling something hungry. Anything can help. It's a swift kick in your ass is going to help. Get the fuck out of here. Believe in that homeless shit, people. People, I don't believe in no homeless shit. We got too many churches that out here that leave up red tents, feeding little lions and all that shit. And damn, please, you only homeless if your ass want to be homeless. Stop motherfucking trying to dodge the system. You know what I'm saying? Either get a legitimate hustle on or get the fuck off the corner. Last one, man. We in Johannesburg, where man is killed by wife. Oh, we already did that one, didn't we?
For wanting to watch the
yeah, for
the
watching the TV.
Germany against Australia.
Yeah. So that is it, people. Well, I will remind you on a very serious note. Obama to get kill switch to shut down the internet. All right. The federal government will have absolute power to shut down the internet on the terms of a new U.S. Senate bill being pushed by Joe Lieberman. Legislation would hand President Obama a figurative kill switch to seize control of the World Wide Web in response to a Homeland Security directive. Lieberman has been pushing for government regulation of the internet for years under the guise of cybersecurity. But this new bill goes even further in handing emergency powers over to the feds, which could be used to silence free speech under the pretext of a national emergency. That is some real shit. So they will shut down the American servers, as we have discussed that, but not the World Wide Web. Right. All right, people, and we are up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank each and everybody, you know what I'm saying, for riding in this motherfucking Starship Smell of Pride bucket of fun, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, like I always say, people.
Gotta go. My meds are kicking in.
See you tomorrow.
Peace.
No girls for notice and enough for them, you know. I get crazy in time them see a man, you know. And them get hot in time them see a man. I want thing me I tell us, sir. Brag upon them, man. Bust upon them. Watch out. 24-1-7-10. Too long. You know, stop mad, your matey, all direction. 24-1-7-10. Too long. You know, stop mad, your matey, all direction. Matey, mad again. New brand dress, I kill them. Matey, mad again. Brand new shoes, they match. Them matey mad again. New hairstyle fi test. Them matey mad again. Can't give you no problem. Your mate a try test, but your mate already. Because your mate know she borrow from somebody. Are you your man want time for your matey? I run down your man like she not easy. But for your man I use him, I use your matey. You are the woman a house, so you ever ready. Ya wash a you a cook a keep the place tidy. So right now you can show up on your matey. 24-1-7 take too long. You know, stop mad your matey, all direction. 24-1-7 take too long. You know, stop mad your matey, all direction. Come matey is a girl where him can go a dance. When him a rub and when him a tangle on. But you as the wife, him carry out a club. Lord my God, a man him kill you with love. Everything where you want, him have to forgive. And you know for your matey a check negative. She say, leave your man cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her cause everything him a give. Matey mad again. New brand shoes that kill them. Matey mad again. New hairstyle to match them. Matey mad again. Brand new frock a kill them. Matey mad again. New brand dress to match them. Him buy you a house pan a nice piece of land. Look here where your
81 of Kiro, she program. She not get nothing. She's like a vagabond. I wish she just a wish she just a run down your man. I you your man love and no want another one. Him give you a son and a daughter, you no man. That simple mean you are the loving woman. A little later, him put the ring on your hand. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop by your mate in all direction. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop by your mate in all direction. A serious thing to take a girl, man. Cause them the type of living is outer. And every whore have a stick out a bush, nah, man. So why the girl that can't go look at next man? Every time them get up a fool round of people, man. But tell your mate, say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. The coffee you make come in like a rang bang. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop by your mate in all direction. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop by your mate in all direct. Mate mad again, brand new shoes and kill them. Mate new brand new style to match them. Mate mad again, brand new dress and kill them. Every outfit you wear, there be no problem. I see queens you wear and them not have it, my friend. The most dear things you wear, them can't buy them. Your man a name brand, you wear the name brand them. And that's why men know you a give them problem. 24-1-7 take too long. You don't stop mad, you mate in all direction. 24-1-7 take too long.